1450 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, your team made five game-changing plays yesterday, which means your home game-changer multiplier is six times. Today only at Horseshoe Casino Cleveland. Make sure you get to Horseshoe today to redeem your game-changer multiplier. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Jurevicius. Now we'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, as well as the two quarterbacks following yesterday's game. Mike Patton saying this was a tough one to take.
Oh, tough one to take. Just didn't make enough plays. I thought for stretches we played well defensively.
Yeah, it was a tough one. They did play well for some stretches. I mean, ultimately only gave 17 points despite being on the field as much as they did. But, again, the offense continued to struggle.
Offensively, not near good enough to win in this league. Made the one big play, but other than that, never seemed to get into much of a rhythm.
Yeah, it's tough. And I think it's been the detriment of this football team. And I think, you could sense the frustration in the head football coach because he's got a defense, with holes in it now because of injury. And they're doing their very best to keep us in football games and would just need a break well beyond just that one play to Jordan Cameron. And, here's Coach Patton talking about the difference between 6-10 and being 10-6.
Yeah, it's frustrating, disappointing. I mean, it's, we got to seven wins and had a lot of football left, and we're still stuck there. And we had our chances today. We had our chances 2 weeks ago, but that's what the NFL is all about. The difference between 10-6 and 6-10 is very marginal. So we got to find a way. We got to find a way to finish. Find a way to win.
And the Browns have not done that, losing four in a row. You could tell he was frustrated. Talked about the offense. This stat continues to blow my mind. The Panthers had 27 first downs. The Browns had 8 in this game. That is just...
It's tough. It's a recipe for disaster.
It is a recipe for disaster. That's true. And now, one play that was made that was taken away from the Browns was Billy Winn's interception. He had the ball. We watched it today for a second and was in movement the entire time. Caught it, rolled over, and as he turned over, Jordan Poyer already had his hands in. The ball was handed off. The play wasn't blown dead till Poyer was 15 yards down the field with the ball. I don't think the refs knew what happened and cost the Browns a touchdown.
I don't either, and I think only because if you watch the TV copy, they brought in Mike Carey, and Mike Carey said that it was the correct call on the field. And it was because that Billy Winn made no attempt to get up and run with the football. And then also, too, is you cannot pass the football the way he did as well to Jordan Poyer or have it taken and that ball. And it should have been blown dead right there on the spot.
Why is that the case?
That I don't know.
I've asked a lot of people about that, and nobody's heard of that.
I have not either. There's a lot of rules. There's those intricacies in football that have
Billy
never
Winn,
come up.
All he did was catch it and roll over. He was moving. It's not like he was lying there dead.
Well,
he was moving, and then he handed the ball off.
They were judging his intent, and his intent based on what they saw was to not get up. Yes.
It was 1 second. And he caught it and rolled over completely. I thought that was a bad call.
They don't realize that's what a big athletic guy looks like when he tries to roll over.
Exactly. Yeah, he certainly wasn't giving himself up. All right, that was the head coach. Now the quarterbacks of the Browns, Johnny Manziel. Is this frustrating?
Obviously, we're in a situation right there where it's 10-3. You get a chance, and you have two downs left there before you try and move the chains. And I felt like we were doing some good things, a good throw to Hawk there. I mean, there was nothing catastrophic in that first half that really hurt us. We felt like we still had a lot of things that we wanted to put together and do, and was really excited about plays that we still had left in the game plan. So, more than anything, I'm going to continue to use the word frustrated. I mean, this is never done anything like this, whether it's been playing since I was a kid in any sport, football, baseball, basketball, never had anything like this. So it was really new to me and really frustrating because, I think I put in two really, really good weeks of practice and really, working extremely hard to get on top of this stuff and stay down. I want to be out there with those guys, and it's frustrating when you can't.
Yeah, and for the people who thought that, I know he's frustrated and that he got hurt on the sweep outside. He actually got hurt on that throw to Josh Gordon when his leg slipped out in the turf and ended up the ball going a little bit low, and Gordon caught it. It was overturned by challenge. Manziel's also asked why he did not go back in the game, and the answer is this.
Yeah, I know I was evaluated, and we came to that conclusion that at that time, obviously, if I needed to go back in, I was 100% ready to do that for the team. Brian was out there. Brian was in a rhythm, so stuck with that. But you know, I wasn't at 100%, so I wouldn't expect it to be out there unless I absolutely had to be.
And as we said, you know, Brian Hoyer came in and did some of the old and some of the good, some of the bad, which is, you know, has been the praise of Brian Hoyer and also to the detriment of Brian Hoyer as the starting quarterback. But interesting, as Johnny talked about, you know, if he had to go back in, I think he could have. But it was that hit on Brian Hoyer that almost knocked him out of the game. We'll hear from Hoyer here.
Well, Kyle in my helmet said, you need to get up. You have another choice. I just couldn't breathe. You know, the guy hit me and pinned me on my and when you have all that mass come down on you, I mean, it's hard to breathe for a second or two. So it was probably better to, you know, I wasn't going to be able to even call the play. I couldn't even breathe to. So, I mean, and the play was getting in a little bit late. We were changing personnel. So we had, I mean, had to take a timeout right there and there. So let me catch my breath and at least get our best play call that we could for third and 20, whatever it might be.
So that is why, obviously, that's why they called that timeout there, as many people questioned it as well. When you look at Brian Hoyer, Jason Lockenfor reporting now that Hoyer has a shoulder injury and will be evaluated. He just put it on Twitter. Said, adding another layer to the Browns quarterback situation, Brian Hoyer picked up a shoulder injury Sunday, will be evaluated day to day. So it's possible that neither Johnny Manziel nor Hoyer would be able to go. It certainly is a possibility at this point on Sunday against the Ravens, which would leave Connor Shaw to be promoted off the practice squad and make his first start in the NFL Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens.
I mean, come on. I mean, can it get any worse?
Well, we might as well bring Bieber in.
Bieber!
Bring the
Biebs!
Bring the Biebs in here just for entertainment purposes.
Bring the Biebs in. Well, the guy that we will bring in right after this is Super Bowl champion Gerard Sherry. Three topics with Gerard. That's coming up then, and then we'll pound out your phone calls. 216-578-0850. We know still many of you have a lot to say after the Browns lost to Carolina 17-13 in Charlotte yesterday. We'll be back to wrap things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You better dance. Let's make them.